B-Pod Studios.
No one says it like they do.
What do you mean?
Well, what do you mean?
Felger and Mads.
I'm just making it up. Totally making it up.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
But hour number two, Felger and Mads. Let's get into some other stuff. You've been watching the baseball, Mads?
Yes, yeah, in pieces, bits and pieces.
You know, monitoring is a better word.
Yeah, monitoring is the right word, yes.
What are you finding out? What do you like? What don't you like?
So, look, the Braves are pitching their asses off. Now, look, the Dodgers made it. I'm more interested in that series than I am in the American League. The Rays bore me to death. I'm sorry. They do. They bore me to death. I just need some sizzle on a team. They're a good story. I get all of that. I just, you know, I think in some ways I'd rather have the Astros and the Dodgers in the World Series because I want to see that matchup again after all the cheating. So, you know, the teams that really played best in the regular season are the ones playing best now. Atlanta was really good. They flew under the radar a little bit because of the Dodgers. But, you know, you're talking about a significant upset there in the National League if the Dodgers lose, which, of course, I love every minute of. Because the Dodgers can kiss my ass, that organization. So I want to see them go down in a ball of fire. But, you know, the real story of the postseason is, and of this this round, is Altuve. I think you're right about that.
No one has any idea what you're talking about.
No, I know. I was about to get there.
Okay.
You mentioned this in the email exchange this morning. But Altuve has made four errors this postseason, three in the LCS, all on throws, and the last two have been enormously costly for the Astros. The first one came two games ago in the first inning, would have been the third out of the inning, as routine a play as you can have, and he whipped it into the dirt. Next guy on the next two pitches later hits a three-run homer, they're down three, zip, they lose. Last night, they're up 1-0 in the sixth inning, man on first, nobody out, should have been potentially a double play ball, in all likelihood, a force at second base, and again, he whipped it into the ground. He has what they call the thing.
Isn't it unbelievable?
He has the thing. He can't throw.
I'm fascinated by this. It fascinates me. We've seen it in baseball from time to time, most notably, you know, Chuck Knobloch, if you're a little older. Remember Chuck Knobloch?
Sure.
Had the same thing. Second baseman.
He was broken.
Second baseman for the Yankees, completely mentally broken. Second baseman, easiest throw on the diamond, easiest throw in sport. Somehow, and it happens at the end, so same with Altuve, the second baseman. Somehow it happens to the second baseman, but we've seen it help him elsewhere. Another example of it is John Lester can't throw to first.
Correct.
Okay, so John Lester can, you know, throw a 95-mile-an-hour fastball on the black, but he can't lob toss a ball to first base just to get the runner back, not even put anything on it.
He used to roll it, remember?
Remember he used to throw his whole glove there?
Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
He'd get the ball.
He'd underhand, he rolled it.
He'd roll it or he'd throw his whole glove over
yes.
there.
Yes.
Now, one of the reasons I stopped golfing, you'll see this in golf and putting, and it happened to me. In the last year or two of my golf career, I got the shakes and the yips so bad on the green that I tried all these different, you know, when
techniques.
I put like this between golf, legs.
Hockey putting.
I put like on the side.
Happy Gilmore.
Left hand, belly putters, standing up.
Like, no, it's a real thing.
All sorts of goofy crap because I couldn't stand there in my normal stance. My hands were shaking so bad.
You're afraid to hit the ball.
I couldn't bring it back. And so I know this happens to people, but the Major League Baseball player who all of a sudden can't throw the baseball to me is, I mean, I'm just some, it fascinates me.
Yeah, he can't throttle it down is what it comes down to.
So what do you think it is?
Oh, I think, you want my conspiracy theory?
Yeah, yeah.
I hate to go all Colin Coward on you. Lady Macbeth, washing her hands in the middle of the night, washing the blood off her hands in the middle of the night, only there was no blood on her hands.
So you
know
really,
why?
You really have to explain that to us.
Okay, I'm gonna get there. You're going to give me a minute, be a little patient. Okay, let me tell you what it is.
What are most of our listeners out there saying, Murray?
Huh?
Yeah. Lady Hope?
Yeah. Was she in Playboy?
Is she hot?
Yeah. Yeah. Who's Lady Macbeth? Is she hot? Is she good looking? Is she an Instagram model?
Is that the Macbeth chick from Saugus?
Yeah. What was that blood from? I bet I can guess.
So Lady Macbeth. Okay, this is an old Shakespeare reference. I'm sorry. But the bottom line is guilty conscience. Guilty conscience. She and her husband conspired to have someone killed so he could rise to the throne. And she couldn't live with the consequences. Could it be that Mr. Buzzer on his chest, wearing it under his uniform, cheating his ass off in the playoffs, now they're in the postseason again, and he's got the yips because he's got a guilty conscience? I know, it's a cockamamie crazy theory.
I'm in.
I like it.
Sign me up.
And I'm not telling you they're totally related, but here's what I will tell you.
Oh, they're related. It's called karma.
The game and life has a funny way of coming back to bite you in the ass if you try to cheat it. It's the way the world works.
Yes, it does.
If you cheat the world will somehow cheat you somewhere along the line.
This I do believe in.
And I believe that, like, so normally I would look at a guy like Altuve and I'd go, oh my God, I feel bad for this guy. I do. I feel bad. He can't throw to first. He can't. I mean, and you can see it. He's throwing everything into the ground.
He can't. He couldn't throw a second last night.
No, and that's the thing. It's not like he's airmailing. He can't. He's afraid to throw, so the ball's going into the ground. He can't let the ball go. He's got the thing. I'm telling you.
Where else have you seen it? You see it every now and then from a guy at the free throw line, but usually it's a guy that can't shoot anyway.
Right.
So, like, what other example is there?
No, putting's a big one.
A putt, you know, some guys have
It seems to happen most frequently with second baseman, pitchers, and catchers, all of whom...
Catchers can't throw back to the pitcher?
Oh, my God. It happened to, what's his name, with the Red Sox? Salta Lamacchia. Wasn't it Salta Lamacchia?
He couldn't throw the ball back to the pitcher.
Do you remember that?
Yes, I
think they actually fixed him, right? They fixed him. They got it squared away, and they caught it early. So, like, they straightened him out. They got it out of his head. They got the thing out of his head.
What is that? How does it
Clemens
get it?
Had it. Clemens was very, you know, when I say he had it, Clemens couldn't throw to first, but nobody he would mitigate ways to get the ball over there, but he would never throw to first hard on a pickoff play.
But he wasn't like Lester.
No, not as bad as Lester, but Clemens had it too to a degree. Matt Young was another one years ago with the Red Sox. Mental case. He could throw 95 to the plate, walk the ballpark.
How about these?
But first base, forget it. Into the seats.
These idiot kickers when they change the extra point.
That's a good
another good one.
I mean, you
decent.
Still see that.
But the leg still goes through the ball, and the ball still clears the line of scrimmage. They just miss. The second baseman can't throw the ball 10 feet.
No, they can't throttle it down. It's weird. It is. It's weird.
I mean, just think about it. Like, I have the thing in my arm right now. Like, I'm going to throw it in the dirt.
So, like, Lester can only throw if he's whipping it. But to throw to first base and lob it up, forget it.
He can't.
Can't do it.
Rolls it. I love when you throw his glove over there.
Oh, yeah.
What a mental case.
Yeah, complete. And it's like a computer glitch. It's like a bug in in an app.
I love it.
It just keeps, it's weird. It is weird. And Altuve's got it. And they know it. And they're hiding it. Because they asked Dusty Baker about it. And he's another one because he's a choking dog. Every team he's ever had, they always lose. So in any case, as an aside, they asked Dusty Baker about it. He says, you know, does he have the yips? And Baker's like, well, yeah, I don't know. You got to ask him. Ah, he's got it.
No throwing errors in the regular season, 4 so far.
He's
in the
got
playoffs.
It.
Can't throw.
He's got the thing.
And it's Maz. You're so right. It's a giant teeter totter. It's gonna come back. It's gonna come back. It's gonna come back to level eventually. It all evens out in the wash. It all comes out in the wash, Maz. The circle of life. All of it. All that crap. I believe in all of it. Karma.
This is why I don't cheat the world.
Karma.
Oh, caller on the line has another good one. Rick Ankiel.
That
was another
right.
one.
Yeah.
Rick Ankiel was another
Absolutely.
One.
Absolutely. He had to go play outfield.
Yes. He ended up going to play the outfield because he couldn't throw the plate anymore. And it happens to pitchers, not just at bases, but Daniel Bard.
But
Bard completely flipped out.
Losing the plate
sure.
is different than not being able to throw the ball from here to there.
Correct.
When you're a second baseman and that's your life. Like, the pitchers still get it to the catcher. They just can't find the plate.
Yeah, it depends on the guy. Some guys get it bad. Bard got it bad. I mean, remember Bard?
Of course, yeah.
Bard was missing the plate by 5 feet.
Yeah, at 105 miles an hour.
I mean, it was so. It's not entirely the same. I hear you, but it's this thing about being afraid to release the ball, and in your case, to swing the putter.
Oh,
like you're afraid to hit the ball because you're gonna miss.
Haven't touched a club in 5 years. Can't do it.
So he's got it, man. He has it full bore. That thing, they got to. I'd DH him. I wouldn't put him in the field.
Oh,
he's got the thing.
It's great. They're down 3-0, right?
Yep.
You don't have to see that too much longer.
Bye-bye.
Which is too bad.
That's a shame. I wanted the Astros to win the whole thing.
Oh, the baseball world would have been outraged, Murray.
Would have been so good.
Would have been good.
There's another fun thing, too, that popped up because, again, I don't know how many people are watching. You know Pablo Sandoval's on the Braves?
No. I have no idea.
On the playoff roster? He's like sitting there on the bench?
Oh, yeah. He got an at-bat the other night and got hit by a pitch, and it was bases loaded.
Then how could you miss him?
Second out in the ninth.
Did he even notice it?
No. It's like a mosquito bite to him.
Seriously.
All right. So you can weigh in on that if you want. We have some Celtics items for you as well. That's all coming your way right after these words. Don't go anywhere.
It's Felger and Mazz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Mazz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Sometimes because you agree.
I agree with Matt.
And sometimes because deep down you like the pain.
Pulling each other's shirts off and licking each other's faces.
Felger and Mazz, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Lau pulls one into that shift. Throws a second and a bad throw. Altuve throws it into left field. And another throwing error. Jose Altuve is having such a difficult time.
Well, you'll see the play off the end of the bat. It's got some spin on it. This is the right play. You got to go and get the lead out. So he made the proper choice. And I felt awful yesterday when I said he might have the thing and having some trouble concentrating on throwing. But it certainly might be an injury, and his arm might be a little short right now. But it's one of those things.
So that's what the Altuve thing sounded like.
See, and Darling got it right. Baseball people call it the thing. They don't call it yips.
The thing.
The thing. He's got the thing. Oh, that's how they say he's got that thing.
Unbelievable.
Darling, they know Darling said it. They know. I'm telling you, they know. He's porked.
Real quick, Ryan and Brockton on this. What do you got?
Yeah, how's it going, guys? Can you hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I was coaching college baseball a couple years back, and one of the kids had the Y's. All right, catcher had the Y's, the yips, whatever you want to call it. And for about 4 months, couldn't throw the ball back to the pitcher. He could throw apples back, footballs back. I don't see how Altuve could be in games having that go on right now. They're gonna have to send him at some point.
Oh, it's just it's a fascinating psychological thing to me.
Oh my gosh, it is. It's wild. You got these like supremely talented and gifted athletes with amazing hand eye. You know, all this ability in the world. You ask them to throw the ball 30 feet from second base to first, and that's what we're talking about: 30 or 40 foot throw. I mean, something that every one of us has done a million times, no problem. He can't do it.
Love it. Let me just clean this up. Aldo and Ludlow has been waiting patiently with the football thought. Go ahead, Aldo.
I do, but can I give you one word of advice, Felger, from the bottom of my heart?
Yeah,
if you really miss that game called golf, you must have a local driving range in your area.
I don't miss it.
Okay, well, if you want to get rid of that.
I don't want to. It's a good it's a good excuse to not have to play.
Well, Leveny and Bell, do you think Uncle Bill will bring him?
Le'Veon Bell.
It'll cost nothing.
Okay, Aldo, thanks for the call.
I just have to say quickly, by the way, it doesn't translate. I'm living proof of that. I'm nails at the driving range. You get me on a course, Mazz can attest to this. I'm a disaster.
It's a different kind of thing.
Oh, yeah.
That one's much more common in golf.
Le'Veon Bell, you want him?
I'm in, and here's why. Like, I look at it as, what are their options on offense? They have limited options. They don't have great passing game weapons. They don't have great receivers. I'm not telling you they all suck, but there's... So why not a back that can catch the ball? Why not another one? Let's get rid of Sony Michel and bring in Le'Veon Bell. Why not?
And I'm in for Tampa. I want Tampa to get yet another running back because all the ones that they have down there pretty much suck.
Okay, so I'm a no because I think he's an a-hole.
Yeah, so there's that.
I mean, the last thing I need, and I say any team should need is some running back with an attitude. Like, where are my touches?
Oh, the Patriots haven't had guys like that before?
Well, but at running back, I just have no patience for it. It's like, you're a running back. Just, take the yards that are there and hang on to the ball. I don't want to hear from you. You know how I feel about that position. So it's like, I'm all for a pass catcher. They have James White. Maybe this Damon Harris can catch. We don't know yet.
I know. I want more.
You want more. You want three pass, and Burkhead can catch very well.
So yeah, and he'll get hurt.
You want four pass catching backs?
I'll take as many as you can give me because they're not getting receivers who can catch.
And the fourth one has a big head with a big salary and a big ego and wants the ball.
Fine, then cut him.
F out of here.
Put him on that all-star team in Tampa.
He'd
be a perfect fit.
He would.
I'll take him. Again, I'll take him over Sony Michel in a minute.
Okay, I mean, better player, but is there a headache attached to a really interchangeable position? Let's do some basketball with the email of the day. Stu, why don't we do that? Go ahead.
Yeah. It's the Moncast email of the day.
Dear Felga, I really hate you.
Yeah, I'm glad you did the yips.
And I think Mez is a boob.
The Moncast email of the day.
Send one to Felger at 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Okay, Mimecast brings you the email of the day. Phishing, ransomware, and employees who click on bad links can put you out of business. Get protected by Mimecast, the number one email security and resilience companion for Microsoft 365. Learn more at Mimecast.com. Still getting a bunch of emails from bitchy Celtics fans who don't want to accept that the Lakers have tied you with 17 championships or that LeBron got another one. Subject line from Shane, Lakers suck and blow. Dear Felger, I wouldn't take your pants off to this Lakers team winning. First off, they played a 5 seed that was hurt in a bubble. Let me just stop you, Shane. Wasn't that the same 5 seed that beat you in 6 games?
Mm-hmm. Sure was.
I'm just curious.
They were healthy when they beat you, Mike.
He says, oh, this isn't a green teamer saying boo-hoo. I know the Celtics are pathetic for losing to that same 5 seed. Very good, Shane. I think we can all agree that this NBA Finals was a joke. I know the date, and I know you have a show to have a show, so settle down. When you get too excited about bashing the home teams, you tend to spit in the mic. I'm guessing it makes your mouth water or something. True, it does. Assign Shane.
You salivate.
It does. I get a little moist when I get to rip you guys. It's fun.
Pavlov's dogs.
Matt writes in, here are some LeBron facts. Please remember these facts about LeBron. One, LeBron had to go to Miami to win 2 championships. One of them would not have been won unless for an incredible shot by Ray Allen. 2, he left Miami when it was clear the core of the team was deteriorating. 3, he went to Cleveland after they got the number one pick, Kyrie Irving, and then got Kevin Love. 4, Maz always brings up the championship in Cleveland and how they came back from a 3-1 deficit. Don't forget, he writes, ESPN was really struggling financially at that time, and each game was about $30 million in revenue for ABC and ESPN. So the league suspended Draymond Green for Game 5. Except he spelled it Draymond. I believe it's Draymond. Anyway, then guess who the league bought in to ref Game 6? That's right, Scott Foster, Tim Donaghy's friend. Steph Curry fouled out of that game. It is extremely rare for Curry to foul out. The Cavs won Game 7, but the league engineered that series to go 7. Fact. Number 5. Last year when LeBron was with the Lakers, they didn't make the playoffs. Then they bring in the most dominant center in the game, and LeBron is so great again after they win a championship. 6, plus the guy has been in the league for 17 years and looks like he's nowhere close to slowing down. How come you don't ever clear your throat when you talk about LeBron? Oh, happy to. I've done it many times. He's on the best training regimen money can buy. He's a freak. Tremendous.
I got no issue with what LeBron's doing.
Whatever he's doing, it's working. 6 is fair. The rest of it, oh, yeah, baby. Come on. So what? So what if he engineered the teams that he went to? Who cares? What's the difference? He's surrounded by great players, just like Bird was, just like Jordan needed help, just like they all needed help.
I mean, they all do.
So
there's no way around that. They all do.
What in terms of, okay, so like just because LeBron can do it now, he's doing it. And maybe that makes him look a certain way. And that's sort of, to me, a side topic then this other thing of greatest player where they all needed help. So LeBron chose his help or left one team to go to another team to get that help.
Went and found it.
Okay,
right.
So whatever. So he either picked it or went and found it or left one team for more help somewhere else. But the fact is they all had to be surrounded by something. And so he was surrounded by something.
Yeah, so that's the only difference is that he's the one that has engineered it.
And by the way, he proved it and he won with other pieces. Where I'm sorry, I'm not sure if Bird would have won with other pieces. Jordan probably would have, and Magic probably would have. I don't know. If Bird wasn't part of that dominant... I mean, I loved Bird. I loved him as a player. He was freaking nasty. Brilliant. But I don't know.
No, they all need other pieces, Mike.
But, I mean, could Bird have started over somewhere else and won somewhere else?
Well, not at his age, but in the prime of his career? Sure.
I mean, probably, yes.
Yeah, sure. Of course he could have. And look, you know, you want to talk about having other pieces. Magic had Kareem. Magic had Worthy. Magic had, like, some of the great players in the history of the league, for crying out loud. Look, let's not get ridiculous. They all need the help.
Finally, one final email. This is from James in Milford? Hudson?
You can keep it in Brighton. That's fine.
Yeah, sorry.
Brighton. James in Brighton. Subject line. The Celtics are porked.
I like this email already.
Maz has kept saying the Celtics are in that distant second tier of the NBA, and my response has always been they shouldn't be. They have four NBA All-Star caliber players. The reality is the Celtics don't have LeBron, Kawhi, Durant, Curry. The Celtics don't have a game-changing alpha. If the 2008 Celtics didn't have Garnett, they're a 42-40 team with just Pierce and Allen. Garnett was the Hall of Fame alpha player. It seems like that player doesn't want to come to the Celtics. The Durant meeting was as close as the Celtics got to getting one in this era. That's the harsh reality that I've come to. If the Celtics are going to win a championship, they need to draft and develop that player. Maybe Tatum develops into that leader type, but so far he hasn't shown he can take over a must-win game on a consistent basis. Jaylen Brown has the edge, but he doesn't have the talent. Same goes for Marcus Smart. The best free agents the Celts could possibly bring in, or have brought in, excuse me, are Al Horford, Gordon Hayward, Kemba Walker. All stars, but sadly, they're just B-plus players. I hate to say this, but the best move for the Celtics would be to make that Warriors trade that the Warriors writers rumored of. Smart for the number two pick. If the Celtics have to take back Andrew Wiggins and that terrible contract, 3 years, $93 million left,
ugh.
So be it, says James in Dorchester. It's not about Wiggins. It's about getting the number two pick and drafting James Wiseman, the center from Memphis.
Yeah.
What do you know about him?
6'11". He's a controversial kid for lots of reasons. There was some eligibility things he ran into, but he's been at the top of the, you know, the draft board for a while. Okay. I mean, I don't know how good he's going to be, but he's been up near the top for a while.
Smart to the Warriors for the number two pick, and if you've got to take Wiggins to get the Warriors to do it, you do it. Then you draft James Wiseman, the center in Memphis, and see if he turns into a franchise big in 4 years. That's your only chance, says James in Dorchester. I'm with James about the four all-star players. It's like, what team can boast that? Your guys don't have the balls that these other teams do. They don't have the LeBron and Butler or this guy to put his head down and get to the rim time after time and do the hard, dirty thing night in, night out, game in, game out. When it really matters, you don't have that guy.
Not yet.
And
when I say not yet.
Well, so that's the optimistic view, that Tatum becomes that.
It's got to be Tatum. There's no other way they're going to get it.
There's no other guy. Right. Brown's not good enough. And Marcus Smart isn't close to being good enough.
No, it's gotta be Tatum. That's what they have to hope for.
And James, the emailer, is right to say, so far, he hasn't shown that, as Jason did.
Correct. Absolutely. Yeah, no question about it. He hasn't shown it yet. They better hope it's Tatum. They better hope, because otherwise you have to trade Tatum to get it.
I like that this James, the emailer, can now speak freely about the Celtics because you don't have to worry about where he's going to be seated.
That's so true. Anymore, you know? Right, that's right. There is no seats.
We're all sitting in the same place.
There are no seats.
Yo, couch. That's where we're all at now. So no worry about being in the 300s or in Wicktown there.
Unless his wife is a big Celtics fan, then she won't get him to sit on a couch.
But I do like the general premise. Boy, after watching LeBron and Jimmy Butler go back and forth, I feel like you're farther away. I feel you're farther away. Now, the thing is, I don't think Durant's that guy either, by the way. You put him on the list, Jimmy. He's just sickly talented. But he's the one that had to ring chase. He's the one that, like, I think Durant looks so much worse than the stuff LeBron did. LeBron put it together everywhere that he went. And prove you do it with three different guys. Durant airlifted himself into a championship-ready team. Like, give me a break.
Yeah, you know what should scare you about the Lakers, if you're a Celtics fan too, is that LeBron's going to get worse. Davis is still getting better.
Davis, and now that he's broken through, knows what it takes, and they're going to just, you know, every year, this year it's Dwight Howard and Rajon Rondo, and this, every year they're going to have their pick of that sort of guy just to plug in to be that rim protector or that rebounder or that ball handler or that three-point shooter. Like, they'll get their pick.
If the NBA cap goes down, you're going to see star players take one-year contracts at lesser money to go play for the Lakers, to go play for LeBron and ring chase. And they'll be better players than what was left on Gary Payton and Karl Malone all those years ago who were ring chasing.
See, LeBron's smart. He knows. He got Davis. He got the unicorn. He got Davis because he knows that Davis can carry the team in the next few years as he starts to fade. And then all he has to be is the caddy. Even though he'll still be LeBron and have the clout on the floor, he'll have to be the caddy. That's it. He's smart. He was a smart guy.
He wasn't a caddy this year, man.
No, he wasn't.
The MVP this year. He should have been the MVP this year. That's the type of season LeBron James had.
But there's going to be a changing of the guard there, and he'll just ride along and get his 20 a night, you know, play 30 minutes until the playoffs, and he's good.
Okay, here's an update from Murray with the very latest in the world of sports and your thoughts on all of this.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Doing what they do best.
Now talk about soap opera.
Wilder and Mass on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Couple phones here. I still have a Bruins thought for you. Percolating. Corey in Rosendale. Go ahead, Corey.
Hi, how you doing, guys?
We're good. What do you got?
I want to make a point about LeBron.
Do it.
Hello?
Yes, do it, Corey.
Yeah, LeBron James allowed another franchise to become a dynasty under his watch in the Golden State Warriors, which is the equivalent of sitting on a couch while someone goes into your kitchen and has a three-course meal. Michael would never let that happen under his watch. A whole dynasty to be formulated.
How is he?
I just think that's a point no one makes.
How could James stop the Warriors from drafting? They drafted those guys.
He couldn't. And I would say so did Larry Bird.
That's about the silliest thing I've ever heard.
No, I would say the same thing to call so did Larry Bird.
He allowed the Lakers to become a dynasty.
Right. Yep. That's asinine, please. There's nothing LeBron could do to stop that. That's asinine. And the other thing is, I don't know. I mean, we throw the word dynasty around pretty liberally. Were the Dallas Cowboys a dynasty or was that just like a...
No, that wasn't a dynasty.
Okay.
It was a little spurt.
So what did Golden State win, 3 times in 4 years?
And not a dynasty.
I mean, not to me. Now, if they come back and if Curry comes back and wins a bunch, and okay, then maybe we can start to have the discussion. But let's not go call the Golden State a dynasty just yet.
Scott on Nantucket wants to go back to Le'Veon Bell. Go ahead, Scott.
Hey, guys. So I would think that the Patriots, if they were smart, or maybe they're just taking a look and we don't know it. At Le'Veon Bell, I mean, in 5 years with the Steelers, here's some stats I looked up. 5,300 rushing yards, 35 touchdowns. 2,600 receiving yards,
Scott,
7 touchdowns.
Scott, he's a great player, or was.
He's a great player, but you got to remember, he was with the Jets for now 2.5 years, but he only has really a year and a half of service there, and he hasn't done garbage anything there because he's played behind the worst offensive line in football.
And he's got a bozo for a coach, and like
he'd
even
be if, so redundant here, though. They have what he does in James White and Rex Burkhead.
And he was a great player to watch in Pittsburgh.
Sure.
Brilliant. I loved his running style. I loved the way he caught the ball. Like, as running backs go, I would have taken him any day of the week. I don't need a guy, though, with a big head, a big ego, a big contract who wants the ball. Like, that's the last thing I want at that position. So I just don't think he fits from that regard, Maz.
No,
so,
listen, I hear you. I'm assuming the Patriots would do with him what they've done with everybody. Low contract, keep your mouth shut. You start flapping your gums, you're out of here. We'll cut your ass. So I'm just telling you that I like his complete game, okay? And I don't think they have a lot of guys that can catch the ball. And I'm talking about receivers now. So why not add another back that can do it and get rid of Michelle?
Evan in Braintree on Altuve and the Yips. Go ahead.
No, more about you, Mike. You mentioned a few months ago, I was curious why you gave up golf. I'm going through the same thing, which is brutal, but I don't have the luxury of giving it up. Long putter, heavy putter, jam your elbows into your sides.
Evan,
jam them into your sides.
There isn't a thing that, and so I ultimately did do the belly putter. Ultimately, that's what I did. The stand-up putter, I think they're illegal now. You can't anchor it to your body, right?
You can use a stand-up, but you can't anchor it, right?
Can't anchor it. So I don't know, that would pork me, man. If my hands are loose, forget about it. It's going all over the place. I can't. I see a golf course, and my arms start shaking.
And you were pretty good too.
Oh, it was a stick. I don't want it to fix it. I don't want to fix it. It's a vile, horrible game, and I'm glad to be done with it. If I ever get to a wonderful spot where I have time to waste, I'll pick it back up because that's what it's great for.
Well, sometimes you play in a charity event and Murray takes care of you. Calms your nerves a little.
That's what would fix you, some weed.
Hasn't happened in a long time. I tried everything, Murray. Believe me.
Okay.
I'd be out there snorting crystal meth if I could have held on to the putter. Nothing worked.
Murray stuff will work.
You want a Bruins minute real quick?
Yeah, I'm in.
What are they doing?
I don't know.
What are they doing?
I don't know.
What direction are they going? What are they doing?
I don't know.
And I just looked this up today because it's just, you know, we all know that this core has been here for a while. Do you know how long this core has been together?
Some of these numbers I found staggering.
So I looked it up to nail it. Okay, so all these guys are still on the roster except for Chara, but I'm going to include him because I think he wants to come back for one more year and they can bring him back for minimum money. So these years are all, you know, going into the year if they play this year. So here's five players on your team. This is how long they've been with the team. If Chara comes back, it'll be his 15th year with the Bruins. Bergeron is going into his 17th year.
It's amazing.
With the Bruins.
Started when he was 18.
17.
Incredible.
David Krejci is going into his 15th season with the Bruins. 15th! Rask is going into his 14th year with the Bruins. Marchand is going into his 12th year.
That one blew my mind. Because I still think Marchand got here 5 minutes ago. Like, I think Marchand is like a 6, 7, 8 year guy. It's 12, you said?
This is going to be his 12th year.
That doesn't even make sense.
I know. It's unbelievable, isn't it?
Think of that.
It's unbelievable.
I thought it was like 9.
Yeah.
Chara, Bergeron, Krejci, Marchand, Rask. 15th year, 17th year, 15th year, 12th year, 14th year. It's like, how much longer are we going to go with that?
A couple more.
Yeah. I mean, like, is that the... I mean, I name another team in town. Name another team ever that had that kind of guys. I mean, I even want to say, like, you know, the Edmonton Oilers in the 80s, the Gretzky left.
They traded Gretzky.
Like, was Paul Coffey there that long? How long was Grant Fuhr there? Like, were they, even those kind of teams, were they together for 15, 17, 15, 12, 14 years? Name another team in town that had anything like that. Ortiz was here 14 years. Manny was here 8. Fred Lynn, Jim Rice, like Butch Hops, like that team. How long were they together?
No, as a core, no, very rare. I mean, again, now you're talking about the collective. You can find individuals have been with teams for, you know, 20 years.
Name a group of players.
Paul Coffey was in Edmonton for 7 years.
I was going to say the big three was 10 or 11.
So Bird, Parrish, and McHale were done by the early 90s.
Yeah, so maybe it was 11 or 12, and they were all Hall of Famers, right? I mean, but
the Bruins have just blown that out of the water.
Yeah.
Name another team in any sport. Was the Big Red Machine? Did they have guys on the Big Red Machine Cincinnati in the mid-70s when you couldn't move who were on the same team together for 15, 17, 15, 12, 14 years? Never mind Pastrnak, who's going into his 7th year. Kevin Miller, who they bring back, is going into his 7th year. Like, I get having the core together, and they have done a decent job bringing in some young players and still competing while keeping this core together. But how long are you going to go with this? So I'm as agitated by them not doing anything to add as I am by... It's getting absurd.
Yeah, I mean the other way around. You're as agitated by the fact that it's gotten stale as much as they haven't added
anything.
Time
to shake something up. I just did another one because I was like, well, Jaromir Jagr was in Pittsburgh for most of his life. 11 years.
11? So, name another... Like, Stat Nerd, the Stat Geek Memorial Nerd Call, Boston Sports Imp, Tucker, someone look this up. Is there another team in any pro sport ever anywhere? Like, other than, I don't know, the 1920s Yankees? I look this up. Is there another with the core? Chara, Bergeron, Krejci, Marchand, Rask. If they all come back this year, it's Chara's 15th year, Bergeron's 17th year, Krejci's 15th year, Marchand's 12th, Rask's 14th. Who does that?
Nobody. It's rare. It is for that many guys, too. To me, that's what makes it different.
I mean, never mind in this day and age, ever.
Yeah, but there are still guys that do stay with one organization for a long time.
Like one or two.
Right, right, exactly. That's what I'm saying, though.
Five?
No, rare. Rare.
So, like, can we evolve a little bit? Like, that's sort of what I would say. If you want to keep that core and add to it and go for it for an 18th year, which is like, it's bananas. Oh, then add to it and go for it one more year for this. But if you're not, if all you're going to add is a third liner and the team's going to fall behind, then why don't we, you know, do we need a 15th year of David Krejci to go along with a 15th year of Zdeno Chara and a 14th year of Tuukka Rask? Never mind a 17th year for Patrice Bergeron, who we all love and I don't think is done. But 17 effing years. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, Felga, they got rid of Krug.
I mean, is there a comp for that?
Core four of the Yankees is what a lot of people are tweeting to me. So Jeter, Posada, Mariano, Pettit.
Okay, how many years for each?
Yeah, Pettit went to Houston, though, and then came back, didn't he?
They won four.
Yeah, that's right, too.
They won four.
They won 4 in 5 years.
And went to, like, six. You've won one. And went to three. So, like, but
the Yankees in the late 90s crossed my mind, doesn't compare.
But tell me, was Jeter there 17 years and Bernie Williams there 15? And
close.
Pettit there for 15? I don't think they reached these numbers.
No, the only one, though, Posada, Williams, and Jeter were all there for a long time.
I mean, Jeter was there 20 years.
Yeah, and those other guys were there a long time.
Char's going on.
Rivera, too. The one who left was Pettit.
Char's going on 15. Bergeron's going on 17. Krejci's going on 15. Marchand's going on 12. Rask is going on 14.
Jimmy tells me Bernie Williams is there 16. So that group.
Okay,
is,
so that's it.
No,
I mean,
no, but your point is well taken. I mean, they won four titles.
That was a dynasty.
19 years for Rivera. So this is the comp.
Okay, fine.
But they won.
They won.
Right.
They've won. You won one. You went to three. I mean, it's a nice little mini something, you know, not horrible. You went to three finals. You won one. But at some point, holy cow, at some point. So that's what occurred to me. There's the Bruins Minute. Your phone's right after this.
Boston's home for sports. Felger and Mass, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Say it.
I didn't say that. Yes, you did.
Yes, they did.
Well, you said it. You said it. I can prove that you said it. You said it.
It's Felger and Mass. 98.5, The Sports Hub.
We are getting comps with some other teams. They're not perfect matches. I mean, the Blackhawks, which I should have had. Is certainly close. Kane, Taves, Keith, Seabrook have all been there in that 15-year range. They don't have a fourth guy, I don't think, like you do.
But they won three titles.
They also won three. Again, Char, Bergeron, Krejci, Marchand, Rask. Char's going into his 15th year here. Bergeron's going into his 17th year here. Krejci's going into his 15th year here. 15. Marchand's going into his 12th. Rask is going into his 17th. It's like, how much longer you want to do that?
Would you feel differently about it if they had beaten the Blues?
Yeah, a little bit, sure, absolutely.
Right, three cups, two championships.
Completely, yeah. Yes.
Three finals, two championships.
It's a change, you know. They were right to hang on for long, you know, as long as they did, because they came that close to another one. So they were justified hanging on to those guys. But now, what, do you think you're going to round it up one more time with that?
To me, Chara is the one to cut bait with. That's where I'd get out. I think there's a lot going on there on multiple levels. One, he's slipping. And more importantly, I think you got to reshuffle the deck at the top of your team. And I mean that from a hierarchy standpoint, leadership, all of that. Not that Chara's a bad leader. But I do think there's something to be said for when the captain of your team is a guy like him and McAvoy's the next guy, you're sort of blocking that development. I mean, McAvoy's never going to fully embrace being the best defenseman on the team until Chara's gone.
What's the comp you got there for me, Murray?
I got to give credit to Matthew Griffin, who emailed a perfect one because the numbers actually do. It's a good comp. The Braves, the 90s Braves, are a perfect comp. You got the one title and a bunch of underachieving. They had Glavin, Schmaltz, Chipper Jones, Maddox. Maddox was the outlier who was there only 11 years. The rest of them was close to 20.
Yeah. It's a good one.
That's what you are.
Yeah.
You are the 90s Braves of hockey.
Ugh.
Oh, I need to shower. Oh, no, that's
a good one. That's pretty close. I mean, that's a good one.
I mean, it's few and far between. But those no. I mean, I don't know if we really appreciate just how long they've been here.
No, and like the Bruins, those Braves teams got to World Series and lost. They only won one.
Tim and Nashua, go.
Maz is right. Charlie McAvoy's knee is a warning sign. I mean, he's trying to make up a difference when Chara's on the ice with him. I don't know how Sweeney gets out of this, Mike. We've already seen the additions of the other defensemen in Providence. And just don't cut it. If you lose Krug, you're supposed to go out and pick up somebody not comparable, if not better, correct?
It depends which direction you're going. That's sort of my beef. If they sold some of these guys and got younger or draft picks and sort of reset the roster, I wouldn't love it in the short term, but at least that's a plan. At least that's a direction. But they're not doing that. Or if you sort of loaded up one more year and put a lot into this year, closed on Taylor Hall and just brought him in for 1 year to go for it one last time. Finally give Krejci someone in his 15th year and just do one last roundup. I'd go with that. But I don't think they did either.
Maybe they tried to move some of those guys and they couldn't. And I'm just, you know, I'm guessing only because of COVID and what the market looks like. Because these guys are all carrying contracts, or at least Krejci is, Rask is. So I don't think you want to move Marchand. He's still playing at a pretty high level. Bergeron is fading, I think, starting to. And that groin thing is chronic, for crying out loud. He's always dealing with that. But I don't think you're going to move him and Chara in the same like, to me, Chara's the one. You squeeze him out. And look, it sucks. You know, I respect what he's done. But the reality is you got to turn the page somewhere. And I think that, to me, that's the spot to do it.
Okay, so those are those items. We got Paul Prill from Patriots.com standing by. We'll bring some sunshine into the studio. Right after Murray's 90-second update, there are no commercials here.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.